You're going to be hosting a symposium on terrorism in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that tonight because you're bringing in Hamid Mir, who's been on this program several times. And I'm amazed at how our federal officials have not talked to Hamid yet, have not grabbed the guy and said, sit down with us, we need to know what you know, and really then go out and investigate some of his claims and some of the things that he claims that he has heard from Al-Qaeda leaders. Why do they leave this guy alone? Why don't they just talk with him?
I think that's the question of the hour. You know, Mir was the only journalist that met with Osama bin Laden since 9/11, and he has a lot of information to bring to the table. He gave us information. I've been in contact with him, also with one of your other guests, who's just an incredible individual, Dr. Paul Williams.
Yes.
Paul and I have been getting information from him since prior to the last symposium that we hosted in Vegas, which was not Vegas, but Arlington, Virginia, and that was back in April. Mir was the one that told us that Osama bin Laden was live, well, and about to release a tape to Al Jazeera. And that information he gave us 5-6 weeks before the tape was released. At the time, I fought with the mainstream media everywhere. We tried to get to break that information. Congressman Kurt Weldon at the time had released some information saying that Osama bin Laden had previously died in Iran of natural causes 6 months earlier. Well, Mir told us he was alive, well, and once again about to post the tape on Al Jazeera. There were no takers. So finally, 48 hours before the tape was released, we had it posted on WorldNet Daily.
You know, he said that there was another one forthcoming very shortly, and then we had this report from the French newspaper that picked up from some Saudi sources that bin Laden had died again. And then there were some denials. What do your sources tell you, Jeffrey, about bin Laden? Do you believe the guy is alive or dead?
Mir actually laughed that off and said that, no, he's very much alive. And I would place my bets on Mir.
You would?
No question.
Would you place the bets on Mir when he talks about the possibility that nukes are in this country from Al-Qaeda?
Yes. Everything that he's told us so far, he gave us a heads up on not only bin Laden's release of the tape, he gave us a heads up on Zarqawi's release and Zawahiri's release, and then he elaborated on a lot more information on some of the stuff that you had brought up about weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
We had back, I believe it was in March, I provided some assistance to Paul in terms of providing a couple questions, but we sent something like 30 questions to Hamid Mir, which he answered all of them, including what he felt he knew about Al-Qaeda's nuclear agenda toward the United States and what weaponry was at their disposal.
Here's my concern, Jeffrey. Here's my puzzlement. The fact that if Mir's correct with his sources and Al-Qaeda does have a suitcase nuke or some kind of nuclear device or even radiological device in this country, why haven't they detonated it yet? What are they waiting for?
That was one of the questions that we had asked. And what he said is that they're waiting for some appropriate time.
Is there ever an appropriate time for something like that?
Yes. In fact, you know, their agenda is a little different. They're very patient. And it doesn't matter if it's a year, 6 months, or 20 years.
Yeah, but the longer they wait, the better chance we could find out about it and stop it.
Not under the politically correct and apathetic situation we have in this country, because we're not doing anything, very little. I shouldn't say we're not doing anything, but I believe very little is being done to root this stuff out right now.
Why?
That's a good question, but one thing that I believe, you know, Paul Williams has touched on is we never really declared war, and there's certain things that are not taking place. For one thing, we're getting information. We have all along that some of the nuclear material may be hidden in mosques, religious centers, and yet we're not going into them.
Interesting.
For a number of reasons, including freedom of religion, and I believe that that's playing a part. But he had said in answer to your last question, regarding the appropriate time, they might be waiting for a U.S. attack on Iran, for giving them a single, giving their sleepers, you know, the signal to begin taking action. We don't know what they're waiting for.
What if we don't attack Iran?
Well, it may be tied to something else. But they're telling us that they will do it. And I'm still getting reports from other sources. Even yesterday, I received a telephone call from a very credible contact that basically a warning came through that this material may actually be on the West Coast right now.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles.
And they identified
right now
a particular state that I'm not at liberty to elaborate on. But
well, there aren't many on the West Coast.
Yeah. But in Mir's account back to us, he told us that he picked up a lot of information, some even from former soldiers of the Russian army, etc., and that the Chechens had organized the smuggling of at least 3 nuclear suitcase bombs for Al-Qaeda from Moscow to Georgia. And from there, he was telling us that 2 were forward deployed to the United States and 1 was lost track in Italy. And then he went on to say that that this was done by hardcore militants. Most of them were Algerians and Chechens bearing European passports with false Christian and Jewish names. And that he would provide more material or details on that at some time in the future. That's pretty disturbing news.
Well,
it's
also
pretty specific.
Even if it's not totally accurate, Jeffrey, it's pretty disturbing news.
Well, I don't know why somebody who's known as a credible journalist, and he is, in my assessment, based on the accuracy of the other information that he's given us, would go out that far on a limb to provide information that was false.
Well, unless he was being used. Unless they were telling him things that they wanted to get out publicly, and he's just running with it. Only because that's what his sources tell him. Is that possible?
But we have other sources that are providing information. Even the federal government. When you read between the lines, when you listen to the Vice President Cheney, who says it's not a question of if but when, and once again some of the other sources that we're working with that are telling us the same thing.